We are learning Masechtas Yevamim, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and we're beginning five lines from the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, the end of a line. We had in the Mishnah Halacha that if a Nitana Ishishish, that means you have Reuven and Shimon, Shimon is married to someone, and Reuven is Choshud on his wife, on Shimon's wife, and Shimon gave a get. The Halacha is Reuven cannot marry her, this one who he was Choshud to have a relationship with, he's not allowed to marry her, and if he marries her, he has to give her a get. That's the Halacha, he has to divorce her. And Rav learned pshat was that it's dafka be'edim. They had edim that said he was mezana with Shimon's wife. In that case, it's also why, because halacha is also ala baal v'ala boil. It's also on both. That's the halacha. It's also on both. Al kaponim, that was the way Rav learned. The more I asked, well, has Rav know that that's the case? Because it says it's you. It says that bezdim made them give a get. It must be the two edim. Even though there's a brisa that says that even without edim, just a choshet alone, as long as Shimon didn't have children, we might see this wife from Reuven, because if Shimon has children, you don't want to might see the wife from Reuven, because then it's confirming that they were mezana. But if he does not have children, with no children involved, you're going to take him away from Reuven. So the question is, why is that sign in the Mishnah like that? So the Gemara says, because it says it's you. The Gemara is another Taras that Akasha. The boy is saying, really, Rav holds the only time you'd be mighty from the boyel is only if there's Edom. Those brises that say that even a choshet alone you'll be mighty from the accused boyel. Hani masnaita Rebbe, it's going according to Rebbe, the title to the brisa. Reichel yoytze, a husband comes home and he finds the Reichel, in those days they had these traveling merchants, and he finds him walking out of his house. The Isha Chegeres Basina, and the Isha is putting back on her pants. She wore like special pants for tznias. She's putting it back on. So there's something was going on over here. So Amar Rebbe, Hoyle Mechura Adava, since something looks like there was no good, something no good was happening over here, looks like there's nus over here, Taitse. And Rash learns it means that Taitse, that the husband has to give her a get. She goes out. Roik, and see, even it's a Mechura Adava alone. It's just a Reglaim Adava. There's no Edim. Still, you have to give a get. Roik, another example, Roik l'maylam in akila, if he sees spit on the top of the canopy, on the inside of the canopy on top, so it must be someone was lying down on his bed and spit and hit the top. So with Chayshus, maybe she was in the middle of a tashvish and she spit on top. Amar Rebbe, hoyl mechur adava, teitze. Since there's a mechur adava, so the loch is that you have to give a get. Again, the third case here. Minalayim hafuchim tachas amita. Amar Rebbe, hoyl mechur adava teitze. Minalayim hafuchim, which is a case of you find that the shoes under the bed were turned over. Also, it looks like someone was here having tashvish and had to run away quickly. Amar Rebbe, hoyl mechur adava teitze. Frankly, minalayim hafuchim, if the shoes are turned over, lechzi demani, look who it belongs to. And then you find out if someone was here to mizana. Ella, no, there's no shoes here. The place in the sand was nicker that someone had turned shoes over here, and therefore, that's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi has another pshat that it means that they found her. She found her shoes in a different spot, in his spot. Looks like there was someone else here, didn't know what was going on, and put it in the other spot. That was the case over here. Al kaponim, so therefore, these are all cases of Rebbe of Hoyle Mechua Adava. We're saying this Rebbe is Choshish for Koyle and Choshish for Mechua Adava. So therefore, that's why those brises say that from a Koyle alone, we might see from the Baal and the Boil. Masha Inkain, Rav holds, no, only with Edim are you might see from the Baal and the Boil. So Choshish is Rav and Rebbe. Agav Tosis learns that Rebbe holds that from this Mechur Adav alone, you won't be mighty from the actual husband, just from the one who's choshed on her. That's what Tosis learns, but we learn Rashi's Pshat. Akponof Rashi's Pshat, basically Rebbe is choshed for a koil, and Rav is not. And Zakti Gemara, v'hilchasa kavase de Rebbe. We paskin like Rav, and we paskin like Rebbe. It comes to Lach Lamaisa, the Gemara says we paskin like Rav, and we paskin like Rebbe. Break the mark, Kasha Hilchasa, Hilchasa. Lachar, it's a steer of the two Hilchasas. One Hilchasa is saying like Rav, which means you need Edim in order to say you might see from the Baal and the Boil. And on the other hand, you say Hilchasa Karebi, that even Koil alone will, or Mechur Adav alone, will say that you might see from the Baal from the Boil. You hear the Kasha, Maishi? You hear the question? Loi kasha. So my answer is loi kasha. Ha bekala de pasuk. Ha bekala loi pasuk. And like Tosfos explains, that Rav himself holds no koil will make you be moitzi from the Baal HaBayil. Rav holds only Edom. Rebbe holds koil is enough. But we are making a pshara. We're saying the pens. Ha bekala de pasuk. A koil that keeps on going. Ha bekala loi pasuk. A koil de pasuk means a koil that stops. Ha bekala loi pasuk that keeps on going. Called loy pasik veleka edim. In a case where it's a coil that it's a consistent coil, so then even veleka edim, even though edim karebi pasik rebi, that the marriage will have to give a get, and then he also can't marry the boil. Called the pasik veike edim. If it's called the pasik veike edim, then it's karev. And if it's and called pasik means a coil that stops, and it's edim, then like rav. Without edim, then you're not be mighty. So the Gemara, we call the pasuk akama. What's called a consistent coil that doesn't stop? My mother told me, no, it's not really his mother. It's the one who brought him up, like his governess that brought him up. She told him that the klal is doime de masa yeme palga. If the people, the chashudeir, the zaynis of the city, talk about this for a day and a half, they know what's going on. Talk about a day and a half. That's a riot. It's real. Only if it goes consistently for a day and a half straight. But if it stops in between, it doesn't count. That stops. Now, we said if it stops in the middle, then it's or it stops legamri, then it's not a coil. But it's only if it didn't stop machazira. But let's say this person's a powerful person, the one who was a shot on, and he can stop the coil. So machazirahu, it's not right that stopped because it was powerful because of his power because of he scared people. That's why they stopped talking about it. Beloyamaron el leko oivim. This is going the other way. The only time a coil is considered a coil and it's considered something you have to be choshesh for is only if he doesn't have enemies. If this guy has enemies, we're scared. Oivim who the afkul the coil. They made the coil. Therefore, the coil doesn't count. So Akapam, just to recap quickly, the aloha is that if you have Shimon's married to his wife and Reuven is choshed to have a relationship with Shimon's wife. So if there's Edim, Shimon has to give a get and Reuven cannot marry her, and if Reuven marries her, you definitely have to divorce her. That's a kuliyam. That's a case of Edim. The machloikis, Rav and Rebbe, is when there's a koil or mechura adava. In that case, there was a rumor that Reuven's having a relationship with Shimon's wife. According to Rebbe, Shimon has to give a get, according to Rashi. Shimon has to give a get, and then Reuven's usher. And if Reuven marries her, he's yaitzi. According to Rebbe, according to Rashi. And according to Rav, no, there's no din of being yaitzi there. You don't have to give a get to the husband that doesn't have to give a get, and the other one, if he marries her, you don't have to be yaitzi. That's the halacha. Either way, that's the halacha, even that without Edom, according to Rav, there's no din, also labal and tabayal. That's only if you warn him. Sorry, it only works if you warn the wife not to seclude yourself with that person. But if there's no kina and stira, there is no halacha of saita. He didn't warn him. The Shimon never warned his wife.
Yeah, we're saying that she gets divorced.
Where? By saita?
Well, here.
What?
In
here, you get divorced, yeah? There's a whole different case. It was Kina and Stira. There was no chashash at that relationship. He said, don't seclude yourself with that man. And he secluded himself with the man. That was the story. So there's a warning with a Stira. Kina means you warn him, warned her. And Stira means you have Edev Stira. There's a Saita. Saita means you usher until you get checked out, actually. She's usher to her husband until they get checked out by the maid Saita. So what do we write? Tanan Haas, we went to the Mishnah, Maseches Gittin. Hamoitzi es ishtoi mishum shem ra. If someone gives a get mishum shem ra, that means, he didn't say amanas, but he even spoke it out. He said, you know what? My wife, there's rumors about my wife, that she's playing around with people, so therefore, I'm giving her a get. The halacha is, lo yachzer. We tell him, Bezdin tells him, by the way, when you're giving this get, it's final sale. Why? Because we're scared. If, let's say, he gives a get because of shem ra, she goes ahead and marries someone else. And then he finds out that it's not really, that never really happened. He's going to say, oh, I never would have given a get. And he's ready to marry someone else now. She's ready to marry someone else now. He's going to make a laz on the end of his marriage. Say, what do you mean? I never gave a get. It was a mistake. So therefore we tell her, when you're giving a get, it's final sale. No matter if you find out it's not really a shame ra, either way it's final sale. You're now let go marry her back. And if we know is that it's over. So the halacha is lo yachzer. Mishum neder leach. Same thing. If she made a neder and he had to give her a get, and then afterwards She marries someone else. Then he finds out you could have got a Pesach for a neder, could have got a heter for that neder. So you say, oh, I never would have given a get. And then he's going to make a lies on the new marriage. Therefore, we tell him, when you give a get, it's final. You can't take her back. You can't take her back. Even before he marries, she marries someone else. You can't take her back. Therefore, he knows, before he's given a get, that this is final, and that's it. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Shalchi Rabbi Bahuda L'Rabbi Bar Nachman. Yom Din Rabbeinu, teach me. Konas Maos Yoytzi. Let's say, this guy Reuven, he gave his wife a get because of Shemra. She went ahead and married Shimon. He married someone else. And now, then we know, whatever, that's the halacha. But let's say she didn't marry someone else. Let's say Reuven gave a get, and then Reuven took her back. He's machzik u'shasa before she married someone else. The takana of is lo yachze. What's the halacha? Do we enforce this takana and we make him give a get or not? That's the question. Kana smash yoytzi means Reuven gave a get because of shemra, and then he took her back right away. What's the halacha? Yoytzi or not? Do you enforce this takana or not? Amalei. So he answered him. Tanina, it's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says anit nalishish veitziyu. If in a case where Reuven was chashed with Shimon's wife and Shimon gave a get, but it's you, and the halach is that metagas yodet, obviously konas yoytzi. Now Reuven went ahead and married her, the halach is yoytzi. So you see that you do enforce the takana. Amalei, what are you talking about? Me dami hasam, it's you. Which Rashi explains it means, there was 8-day tumma. So Bezdin said you have to give a get, and you also a boil him in a tyrant's case. So there, of course, you have to be mitzvah, because there it's also a b'alim natar, you had eidim. Mashaiki, the case over here by Gittin, it's only darabon and the Gittin. So that's not a raya. There, yaitzu, because the raya, here's darabon. So the Gemara, but Rabbi Bar Nachman, what's Rabbi Bar Nachman answer this? It makes no sense. It sounds like a mistake. Rabbi Bar Nachman, masis na'ami hoitzi otanan. He learned the Mishnah was talking about a case, but that it was not a case of eidim. Hoitzi'ah means that Shimon gave a get. It wasn't a case of eidim. Therefore, it's not also to the boil. It's only as lazus fasayim. It's only as laz that looks like they're confirming the rumors that they had a relationship. So therefore, that's only the rabbanon. And still, it says yaitzi. So you see, it's a raya that when Chazal make a takana, it's enforceable ad kedekach that you have to give a get. It's still not doim avakati mi domi hacha bal vahosam boil. They're not the same exact case. Here, it's the baal himself who gave the get. And he's taking back his own former wife. Mashenka there, it's the boil, it's the one who caused all the problems. Omalei, what's the problem? Why is that similar? Here, by our Mishnah, it says that the boil shouldn't marry her. This is the accused boil should not marry her, and if he marries Yoytzi, it's the same thing. They're both the Kana Rabbanans. Again, we're going at Edom. That's what Rabbi Bar Nachman holds, that we're talking about at Edom. So talking about at Edom, so they're both Rabbanans, and it says both cases Yoytzi. So the Gemara of Elohi. No, I'll still tell you, Gittin case is better than the case of our Mishnah. Why? Hosam alumi almi lekala. In the case of our Mishnah, when Reuben goes ahead and marries, he's the accused Baal, and he goes marries her, he's enforcing the coil. He's saying, look, the coil was true. So therefore, Yoytzi. Hacha, I'm reading Kambe v'kal v'lesa. Here, fakaret. If the husband takes her back, he's like saying, you know what, this taka wasn't true. So therefore, in this case, he's mevata l'koil, and therefore it's a better case, and if it's not a raya, and if we don't have a raya, imkonas yoytzi, or imkonas lo yoytzi. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah, further about different chshoshes. Says the Mishnah, ha-mevi get medinas yam. We know that if someone brings a get from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough just to bring a get. The shliach brings a get and gives it to the wife. It's not enough. You have to also say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. One of the pshat tomorrow, because in Chutz Laaretz, they were not pekiyim l'shma. They didn't know about writing a get l'shma. And therefore, they have to say that I saw it written l'shma. So here, and the chiddush is that an eight echad's daman. So you have here a shliach who's an eight echad technically comes from dinas yam and he says edus that this get is good and he gives the get to the wife. Then he says, you know what? I want to marry you. So you let him marry this wife or not? Why? It's a little fishy. It looks like he made up this whole get in order to marry her. So look, is maybe he should not marry his wife because since we're soymich on his words, so therefore it's a little bit fishy if he goes and marries her. The halacha vayta in the Mishnah says mace if a guy gives edus that her husband died, the halacha is edachas neman when it comes to. Where he's saying that her husband died, so mace, he says that her husband died, or a raktiv, or I killed him, or Aragunu, we killed him. It sounds like the Eidus is Neman, but you can't marry his wife again because we're choshesh that maybe he's making it up. Rabbi Yudai meharaktiv loy tenasei ishtoi. If he said, I killed him, he cannot marry his wife. Why not? Because he's making himself into a Rasha, and the Torah said that a Rasha cannot be aid. So he can't be a kosher aid, because in the same words he's saying, the guy is dead, he said he killed him. And since he's saying he killed him, so he's a Rasha, and a Rasha cannot be aid. But Hargunu tenasei ishtoi. He says, we killed him, then he couldn't marry his wife. The Gemara doesn't ask, the Charedira is also a Rasha. What's pshat in that part of the Mishnah? The Gemara will talk about exactly what that means. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara is talking the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah says, someone comes from Chutz Laaretz, where he has to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. He has to give edus on the get. The law is, he cannot marry this woman. Why? Because we're misarvich on his dibur. Zog the Gemara, dir. Taima dunis yam, dalai kusamchina. It's good. The reason why the law is that you can't marry her is because we are soymich on his words. On his words. Because he came from dunis yam, he has to say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and he is edus. Therefore, he cannot marry her. But let's say he's just a messenger. I've married to Yisrael, from his come married to Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Well, you don't have to say Ufani Nechtav, Ufani Nechtam. The Lav Allah Kasam Chinon, he doesn't have to say Edus, he's just a messenger boy. Yisrael Ishtoi. There we say, you could marry his wife. You could marry his wife. That's the Smash Menah Gemara. Imar Mishta. Gemara Zakasha, Vaha Meis, the Lav Allah Kasam Chinon, L'chere, when the aid says that her wife, her husband died, and she's not aguna, she could remarry. There, we're not really semichon the eid echad, because you really need to aid him. What was semichon? The amamar, isha daiko mitzvah. That a isha, before she gets remarried, she checks it out. And there says, v'ktali le, he says, ishtoi, you should not marry, he cannot marry the wife. So you see, even though all it is a daiko mitzvah, and it's not really being semichon the eid can't marry, it's just like it can't marry. And by Eretz Yisrael, we say, that even though he's a messenger boy, still, he could marry, so it's a stira. On one hand, it says mace. If someone says mace, even though not samech completely on him, it says lo yisa zishtoi. And it's a diik in the Mishnah's Mashman in Eretz Yisrael. The messenger, the guy, the shliach, could marry. So the Gemara, there's a chiluk. Hasam by the case of edus by mace leka ksava. There's no writing that's supporting his point that the husband died. Hacha here by a get ika ksava. There is a get, and since there is a get, so therefore, he inherits Shalak upon him. We not be Samechan as Dibur. He is Neman and he could marry her. The Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah regarding, this is regarding something else, regarding saying Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, it says, the halach is that a Chamoisa, like, or a Tsarasa, these people who are on a Geya Be'edist to the person who he's saying Edist about, the halach is, when it comes to Meis Bailah, they can't say Edist. When it comes to bringing a get and saying b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, they could say this: these people who are the soinim of this woman. And the Mishnah says, "Ma ben get lemisa shaksav mechiach." But aksav is mechiach. There, even the soinim are neman. Why? Because they have aksav. Because they have aksav. Therefore, even the soinim are neman.